Okay, we'll start Parshas Bay. We're going to read about Karban Pesach in this week's Parsha. Okay, so first let's see what the Rishonim say. What's the tam for the Karban Pesach? So it's well known from the Ramban. It says, Vayikra Moshe l'chol zikni sol, v'yom alei mishu k'chu l'chem psoin, v'mishpachoytham v'shachat v'apasach. You have to go purchase or take for yourself a Karban Pesach. So the Ramban over here says, what's the tam for Karban Pesach? The Ramban says, on the pasuk of Ish Sela Beis Avos, he says like this, tam ha-mitzvah zeis. What's the rational reason for the mitzvah of Karban Pesach? Bavor ki mazel tolem. We know there are 12 constellations in the sky, and the constellation of Nisan is tolem. In Latin, it'd be Aries. B'chodesh Nisan, b'koychei ha-gadol. So during Nisan, it's at its peak strength. Kihu mazal tamech, that's the mazal that rises and sets during the day of Nisan. Lukach tzive lishchei tle ul'oichle yisoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to shech the tle, Arius, the sheep, and to eat it. Lohaydiya, to show shelo b'koyich mazal yotzu misham. It has nothing to do with the mazal. The mazal didn't influence us to leave. The mazal didn't help Klai Yisrael. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's his first chat. That's what he's saying, and then he says a little bit of a difference. Shahoyu ha-mitzriyim, I say. The Egyptians were serving mazel tleh. I believe the Ramban, I believe the Torah. I'm just curious. I put into Google the ram and Egyptian gods, and it comes up that they served, they were gods, they were different dynasties, so ram was one of them. They would serve the ram. Shahoyu ha-mitzriyim, I say. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavah b'mitzvah hazois, shehishkel Eloheihem. We should take their God and slaughter it, v'koicham in their strength. Now, I just want to point out, modify the Ramban a little bit. I'm not modifying what he's saying. I think just to sharpen what he's saying. If every month there's another mazel, I would think, I'm not a big astrologer, I don't know this for a fact, but I would think that the mazel is at its apex, its zenith of strength on the 15th of that month, when the moon is full, but that should be the strongest of the mazel. So out of the entire year, the strongest influence that mazel tle is, it should be on the night of Pesach. And we mitzav it to go shecht it. Maybe that's what he means. So that's the idea we take in front of their eyes, and we're going to go shech the Karban Pesach. If you, in fact, in Parches, when Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Paroi, he says we want to go shecht Karbanos. So Paroi says you could shech, but you can't leave. So Vayyom Moshe Loi Chen Lasis Kinki Ketoy Ras Mitzrayim Nizbach Lashem Lekenu. We can't shecht here because it's abomination for Egyptians that we should shecht over here. That's the simple reading. The Targum Ulgus says it flips it. Toyevas doesn't mean an abomination. Toyevas means it's the idol, which is also Teyeva, right? Teyeva means an idol. The Targum Ulgus says, V'amar Moshe loy takein lemeved. It's not proper. Are be'ira dimitzroi dochlin lei. The animal that the Egyptians worship, minei, anachlin rasim l'dabocha. That's the animal we want to take to check. So if we do that, they're gonna make a riot. So it's clear also in Targum Ulgus that the idea of Karban Pesach is to check their idol. That's the idea. That's also Tama Mitzvah. The Torah says special details of how we roast the Karban Pesach. You have to roast it whole, roish al krov. You have to. Why? What's the idea to roast the Karban Pesach whole? The answer is we don't want it shawarma. We don't want it sliced up and stacked up. We want it to look like a sheep. The shechting, so it should poke out the Egyptians' eyes. Okay.
Time tortoise for a week.
Well, we tied it to a bake. That's right. Shabbos HaGadol, right? Exactly. Okay. So that's the idea. So my question over here is now, if you take a look at Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Mem Gimel, what does the Torah say? Let's find it. Okay. So right at the end of this whole parak, it says that he mikay shloishim shana v'abon shana, and Hashem says it's a little shimurin. Vayoyim Hashem amayshu laren zois chukas ha-pasach. This is the chukas ha-pasach. And the question is, wait, we have a very good rationale for the mitzvah. Chukah is like the paraduma, we can't understand it. Why can't we understand this mitzvah? Why is this mitzvah called a chukah? Okay, that's question number one. Question number two, if you take a look in this week's parsha is where the Rasha asks questions, okay? Let's take a look. In Yud Gimel Ches, it says, well, actually, there's two places. It's very interesting. It's a little bit different than what we say Pesach night. The question is in Yud Beis Chavav. The question over there says that they're going to ask you, your son is Lochem, right? That's the Russia. What's the thing you're doing? Now, this is not, the answer we give to Russia is not here. The answer is in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches. Okay, Rashi says this. Rashi says the answer is not here. Rashi says, here's the tshuva ben Rosha. V'garato levincha b'yoyim v'huleymar barvurza osa shem li b'tzeis mimtzrayim. And we say during Haggadah, li v'loy loy, ilu ha'is ha'sham, loy ha'yenegal. Okay, so the question is earlier, parak earlier, and the answer is over here. That also needs to be explained. But in Haggadah Shal Pesach, what do we say? We say, hake eshinav, knock at his teeth. Okay, that's very nice, but what's the answer for him? It needs to be understood. What are we answering? It's not really a good debate. If a guy asks a question, you just punch at his teeth. So we have to first understand what is the Rosh's question and what exactly are we addressing later in the Torah. Okay, so first with question. What's the Rosh bothered by? I want to tell you over something from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi was born in 1820. And by the time he was 30 years old, which is 1850, was the onset of the reform movement led by people, say, Abraham Geiger, and there's the Breslau Convention, and that's really when he was 30, the Beis Halevi. So a lot of his drushas are coming to attack and address what the reform movement was trying to say. A lot of the Gedolim at that time, if you look carefully in the Chumash, you see that they had an agenda, a good agenda. Okay, they were coming to address this. The Beis Halevi actually says, like, to reform people in our days. The son who's a Rasha, is the son who is basically making the same argument as reform. What does the reform say? They say, if mitzvahs have a reason, there's a rationale to the mitzvah, so when the reason doesn't apply, there's no more reason to do the mitzvah anymore. So what's the reason why we do Karban Pesach? Well, they were pagan, it was a pagan society, they worshipped Arius. Okay, but we don't have those beliefs these days anymore. So that's what he's saying. Of course I believe we should serve God. But what's this avoda? What's this avoda that you're doing if it's not relevant anymore? So that's the question of the Ben Rasha. So what's the answer? Now, I want to preserve the beauty of his words. I want to read to you what the Beis Halevi is saying and how he fits it into the words and exactly what's the response to this. And that's a very big assignment. Could I come to the shiur just to hear this idea? Listen to this idea. We always understand that, what's a tam ha-mitzvah? The word tam means a reason. So you understand that we have the mitzvah because of this reason. The Beis Halevi says it's absolutely false. It's not true. We don't do mitzvah. In fact, he flips it around. In other words, we understand because something happened, that's why we have the mitzvah. The Beis Halevi flips it. Because there's a mitzvah, that's why these things had to happen. Okay? So let's read the Beis Halevi inside. It's a chiddush. Chiddush la Russia. We're going to tell the Russia a big chiddush. Devarim, shal yodim ben, v'hu. The gam be mitzvah shon yodim ben zehatam. Even mitzvahs that we claim, we know the reason. K'may be matzah. Why do we eat matzah? Sh'amu tam. What's the reason why we eat matzah? We say nagar shal pesach. We eat matzah. Why do we eat matzah? Because we're running out of Mitzrayim. They didn't have a few hours. The women don't have a few hours to let the challah rise. They took it basically just flour and water as a matzah. And then when they left Mitzrayim, they didn't have a place to do this, so they just baked it as a matzah. Why do we eat mara? Mitzvah min haTorah during the time of the base mitzvah, eat mara. You say, oh, mara. You know why we eat mara? Because she mara was chayeyim. And what's the reason why you eat Karban Pesach? What's the time of that mitzvah? Hashem skipped over our houses, only kept the Egyptians. Mikol Makim, the Beis Halevi said, "Bevadei ein ze iku yisoyde shalom mitzvah." That's not why we're doing the mitzvah. Big chiddush. We understood until today, we're doing the mitzvahs because of these reasons. The Beis Halevi says, no, we're not doing this mitzvah because of this reason. V'loy mitam zeh nischadsha mitzvah. The hatam, why does the Torah give a tam? The tam is just an additional reason to motivate us as a karas atayv. The hatam ain't a rak to b'shvil zeh, mutol ain't ochoy, l'kayim, v'lasis mitzvuzu, v'loy niya k'kofi toiva. Okay, I'm skipping down. Avol ikki yisroi d'shal ha-mitzvah lama, kachi ha-mitzvah, ain't a b'shvil zeh. But the main yisroi of the mitzvah is not because of this. Mashahoy b'Mitzrayim. And what's his proof? The Harei HaTorah Kodma Lailam. We know the Torah was written before the world. V'gam Kodem Ha'ilam Ha'is HaTorah. V'hoi Iksiv B'Matzah. Even before the world existed, there was the Mitzvah of Matzah. Another proof. V'gam Avram Avinu. V'chola Avis Kaimu HaTorah Kula. Like Rashi brings in Parshas Toldos, Rivka tells Yaakov, make Shnei Gidi'izim. What's the Shnei Gidi'izim? One for Pesach, one for Chagiga. That means Rivka understood even before Yitzhak Mitzrayim, there's an idea called Karban Pesach. Then came, obviously, came called Terkula. Ashley Nidna. Im came who belil Tesvot Nisan. Ochal Avram, Matzah means on Pesach. Avram Avinu ate Matzah. Umara. Afagav the Oz, who you call him Golds Mitzrayim. Vav Karchacha, it comes out from here that these mitzvahs Elul, will nitzmach me Gulus Mitzrayim. These are not results of the Gulus Mitzrayim. Rakula Hebech, it's conversely. The Mizchus Mitzvah Pesach, Umara Matzah Umara Shiesh Belaila Zeh, Nitzmachu Gulosu Mi Mitzrayim Belaila Zu. It's the other way around. Because there's a concept called matzah, because there's a concept called marar, because of that, Hashem orchestrated that this night Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. But the time the Torah is given is not why we do the mitzvah. The mitzvah exists independent of the time. So that falls away, the Reformed Taina. Well, the mitzvahs don't, the reason doesn't apply. The reason was never the reason for the mitzvah. The reason was just to, they say, time mitzvah doesn't mean the reason of mitzvah. Time is like a flavor. Those are things that give us a flavor to do the mitzvah, to give us a motivation for the mitzvah. Okay, so I just want to tell you one more idea. If you look at the end of what the Russian was told, etc. And you should do this mitzvah mi yomim yomima. Let me just find the pasuk. Yes, here it is. When after the Russia gets his answer, this first of all, the Torah doesn't say Barvur ze yotzasi mitzrayim. It's Barvur ze as Hashem li b'tzeis mitzrayim. Torah says vayilchol oisa adchil yikom b'mnecha v'shamartus hachuk azois. Right after Hashem gives us the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, v'shamartus hachuk azois lemoyada miyomim yomima. Meaning, even when you don't have the Tama mitzvah, the Torah is telling us these mitzvahs are eternal. These mitzvahs God has infinite reasons why we need to do a mitzvah. Whether it's for the tikkun of the whole bria or it's for the tikkun for the person. So even when we don't have mitzvah, even if we don't have the Tama mitzvah, we still have the mitzvah itself. That's what it means. Hake ashinam, shlug him up. That what you perceive as the reason why we do things, that is totally irrelevant. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.
Thank you.
Thank you.